Welcome to Aloha Aina. Ethnobotanist Dr. Kavika Winter tells of an olelo no'iau about kalo, the most important plant in Hawaiian agriculture.
It is ola ke kalo, ola ke kanaka. Ola ke kanaka, ola ke kalo, which means if the taro lives, the Hawaiians live, and if Hawaiians live, taro lives.
The proverb was more than metaphor, says Winter. It was reflected in reality. At the height of Hawaiian civilization, more than 400 varieties of kalo were cultivated. Then, things changed.
In the 1800s, when the population collapse happened and about 90% of the population died because of introduced diseases, there was a concurrent loss in about 90% of the diversity of kalo.
The story of the relationship between kalo and Hawaiians, says Winter, is also the wider story of the relationship between humans and nature. He talks of the plant's name and the lessons it teaches.
The beauty of the language is the kauna, or the multi-layered meanings. And so if you break up the name Ha'aloa Nakalau Kapalili, the most literal translates to the fluttering leaf on a trembling stem. You break up Ha'aloa, Ha being the breath of life and Loa being everlasting.
Ha is also the name for the stalk of the kalo plant, which is harvested and replanted again year after year.
So as you're planting this over and over and over again, that ha, that stalk, is everlasting. So that's another layer of the meaning. It's the everlasting stalk. And you connect that to the everlasting breath of life.
The Aloha Aina series is dedicated to exploring Hawaiian kinship with the natural world. It is sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.